Avista Utilities has operated several dams on the Spokane River for a long time now. In fact, some are over 100 years old. Despite their age, many still use machines and systems dating back to their beginning. Now the company's taking big steps to improve those systems. At the Post Falls Dam, they're updating the century-old South Channel spillway. At Nine Mile Dam, the company is putting in two new turbines that will have vastly improved power generation. While standing under a massive crane that looms over the dam, Program Manager for Rehab Project David Schwall says the upgrades have been in the planning stages for some time now.
Well, we have the 1-2 turbine generator upgrade project that was initiated back in 2008, and it should be online December of this year, finally. Two new turbines. We're upgrading the turbines from 3 megawatts to 8 megawatts each.
But these turbines that were here were dated back like 100 years old, right?
Yeah, they're the original 1908 turbines.
But he says that's just a part of the upgrades that are underway there.
So once the Unit 1-2 upgrade's complete, we still have to upgrade the sediment bypass pipe, upgrade the trash handling system. We've got a Unit 3-4 control and electrical upgrade. Even though the turbines were replaced in the 90s, we still have some upgrades that need to take place inside the plant beyond that. And additionally, we still have to do a historic renovation of the powerhouse building itself.
Avista is also starting to do major work on the Little Falls Dam downstream on the Spokane River and has plans to replace turbines there. Vice President of State and Federal Regulation for the company, Kelly Norwood, says the company developed its first hydro projects in the early 20th century on the Spokane River, then added newer ones in the mid-50s in Montana, but now is looking to make major renovations to those older facilities.
So now we're at this point where growth is really slow in terms of revenues because customers really are paying attention to using less energy, which is a good thing. But because you have slow revenue growth, but you have to now replace a lot of that plant and equipment that was built back in the 50s and 60s, what you end up with is low revenue growth, but your costs are growing faster than revenues.
Even so, Norwood says because of economic factors, it is an excellent time for the company to make those infrastructure investments.
Because interest rates are at record lows, inflation is very low, commodity prices are pretty flat right now. And so those things are not creating a lot of price pressure for our customers.
Norwood says the improvements will mean eventual price increases for Avista customers. He says the eventual price increases will come, but he doesn't expect them to be in the double digits. The average rate increase per year has been 3.5% for the last several years. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.